Yeah, I've started doing some of the beginner FEMA ones just to get like, the race heat certifications. I can't remember what Washtenaw County requires you to do for their races, but it's pretty dry material, as I'm sure you guys know. So I had started trying to go through it, and I think I got one of the courses done. And then when I took some time off, back whenever the government was shut down, I wanted to finish the rest of it, but then, of course, all the FEMA websites were shut down during that, so I wasn't able to do it. So maybe I'll hunker down here before springtime and try to bang that out. But it's interesting, but it's just really dry. And so I guess I have what you call the TikTok attention span these days, so it's hard to stay focused and go through such dry material. This is WHJLM.
Yeah, it is. It is rather dry, and you've got to get your head wrapped around it. It's basically incident command. You can't walk the walk unless you can talk the talk, and you've got to understand the talk in order to do the walk. I know it's all confusing, but I learned it the hard way about 15 years ago. My certificates are still good. Once you take a course and pass it, you don't have to take it again. That's the law. That's FEMA's law. So just letting you know. I worked for the National Disaster Medical System, and I worked for FEMA. I had to work for both of them because the National Disaster Medical System is comprised mostly of doctors, nurses, paramedics, EMTs, mental health specialists, surgeons. It's like a modern-day MASH unit that gets sent out all over the country for natural disasters. We also got sent out for 9/11, and I get decorated for thinking on my feet because FEMA has a playbook for every disaster. But for 9/11, they didn't have anything in the playbook for it because we've never had a terrorist incident on our soil before. Not one of that magnitude. And I had to come up with something. I was the first in team. And the first 3 days, Mayor Giuliani and I got into it. And then finally, we came to a compromise and we worked together. And I got a commendation from him and a thank you from the city of New York. And I also got decorated by the first director of Homeland Security back then was Tom Ridge. So for thinking on my feet. And now I didn't call mine a procedure. I called it instead of a SOP, I called it an SOG. And I said, the SOG will prevent you from getting into trouble. Because FEMA was constantly getting sued for not following its procedures. I go, if you make it a guideline, you can always deviate from a guideline, but you cannot deviate from a procedure.